For weeks, Pam Irvine, president and CEO of Feeding Southwest Virginia, and her staff have been planning for the possibility of SNAP benefits ending Friday. The data indicates 176,000 people in the counties they serve would lose SNAP benefits. Last week, Governor Youngkin declared a state of emergency, allowing the state to use funds to continue SNAP for Virginians.
The crisis that has been prevented by Virginia investing in the SNAP program is tremendous for us as we look at ways to help people, you know, put food on their table, particularly now since winter is approaching and higher cost of living just exists during the winter season.
Feeding Southwest Virginia was already seeing an increase in need as food prices continued to rise. Now they are helping federal workers who are not getting paid and federal contractors who are also affected by the shutdown. Irvine says it's our neighbors, friends, and family in need of help.
I want people to realize the data represents people, real people having real struggles in America where there's plenty of resources. And that shouldn't happen.
If you want to help, Irvine says you can volunteer with Feeding Southwest Virginia or one of their partners. Donate food or money. If you would like to help or if you need help, go to WFIRnews.com for a link to Feeding Southwest Virginia. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.